Okay, today, Bez Hashem, we're continuing in the 13th parak of Maseches Yevamos, and today we are learning Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph. So the Mishnah continues, Mishnah Yud picks up where Mishnah Tes left off. It talks about a case where one wife was married Midaraisa to the brother who died, and the other one only Midarabanan. It was Pikachas v'Chareshes. One wife was a Pikachas and therefore married Midaraisa, and the other one was a Chareshes, therefore only married Midarabanan. And then the guy dropped dead, so Bo Yavam al Pikachas. If the Yavam first slept with a Pikachas, v'Chazru b'al Chareshes, and then he slept with the Chareshes, O Sheba Achiv al Chareshes, or his brother slept with the Chareshes, Lo Pasal as a Pikachas. That does not pasal the Pikachas from staying married to the Yavam, because the normal wife had a regular marriage Midoraisa with her brother who died, so her Yibum was a Yibum Midoraisa, and that ends any sort of Zika for either one of the wives. Therefore, having Bio with the Chareshes afterwards is not Yibum at all, and cannot aser the real wife. But if he first has Bio with the Chareshes and then with the Pikachas, or the other brother had Yibum with the Pikachas after the Chareshes, Pasal the Chareshes, that will go back and Pasal the Chareshes from staying married to the Yavam, because the Yibum with the Chareshes was only a Darabanan Yibum, but the Yibum with the Pikachas is a Daraisa Yibum, so it will go back and it will override the Yibum that was already done. Now Mishnah Yud Aleph continues the discussion that we've been having about two wives. One was married Midaraisa, one Midrabanan. Gedola Ketana, he's married to a Gedola and a Ketana, by Yavam al Gedola. So once the Yavam does Yibum with the Gedola, the Chazru b'al Ketana, even though he afterwards does Yibum with the Ketana, who there was only a Zika Midrabanan with, Osha ba'achiv al Ketana, or one of the other brothers subsequently did Yibum with the Ketana, lo pasal se Gedola. It does not pasal the Gedola, because the Yibum with the Gedola was a real Yibum binding Midaraisa that certainly releases everything else. But if it's in the reverse order, first the Yavam did Yibum with the Ketana, and then with the Gedola, or another one of the brothers did Yibum with the Gedola, after someone did it with the Ketana, so pasal the Ketana, that will go back and pasal the Ketana. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, we don't allow a Yibum Midrabanan of a Ketana to aser a Gedola from staying married to the Yavam, rather Malamdin HaKetana Shetima Inba. We tell the Ketana to do Miyun with the Yavam, so that her marriage to the Yavam is erased. It's as if it never happened, and that means that he never actually did Yibum with her. So he did Yibum only with the Gedola, and therefore he's allowed to stay married to her. So let's review quickly what we did today in Mishnah. Mishnah Yud. We learned that if a man is married to a Pikachas and a Chareshes, and he did Yibum with the Pikachas first and then with the Chareshes, so it does not pasal the Pikachas, they're allowed to stay married. If he did Yibum with the Chareshes first and then with the Pikachas, then it pasals the Chareshes. However, then Mishnah Yud Aleph said, consistent with that, if you have a Gedola Uketana, they're both married to the same man, and he did Yibum with the Gedola, which is a real Yibum Midaraisa, and then he tries to do Yibum with the Ketana, or one of his brothers tries to do Yibum with the Ketana, it does not pasal the Yibum that was done with the Gedola. But if you did Yibum with the Ketana and then Yibum with the Gedola, or one of the other brothers did Yibum with the Gedola, it does pasal the Ketana. And Rabbi Elazar says, we tell the Ketana to do Miyun, to clear the path in order for a real Yibum to happen with the Gedola. But from tomorrow, we'll pick up with Perek Yud Gimel, Mishnayos Yud Bey and Yud Gimel.